then there's this fear that creeps in that your service or your skills won't be on par for what the client would want or would expect. I mean, it's a full-on negative talk avalanche. And when you are not actively prepared for this challenge, because it's going to arise, then you will quickly retreat. And what will happen is that you'll leave this door completely open for your competition to come in and seize on that moment.
Hello, and welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, dedicated to helping ambitious female consultants create an authentic and thriving consulting practice that stands out and excels in a male-dominated industry. In this space, we are ditching the never-ending hustle for intention and purpose as we cultivate our mindset, expand our knowledge, and prioritize our health, wellness, and happiness to offer our absolute best to the clients we serve. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I am the founder of Excel at Consulting. Join me as we leave our unique mark on the consulting world and create a business and life we love. Hello there. I am your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and welcome to episode 18 of the Excel at Consulting podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how to use affirmations to excel in consulting. I'm sure by now you've heard a lot about using affirmations in business. And if you haven't, don't worry. We're about to get all into reasons why affirmations need to be part of your success toolkit, especially in consulting. I believe in the power of affirmations to completely transform your consulting practice. And that's really because they are very personal expressions of what you desire for your life. And they help reinforce many of the things that you need to be able to compete, to serve, and truly perform at your highest level. So for those of you who are not familiar with the concept of using affirmations are words that strengthen the mind. They help to purify our thoughts and rewire our thinking. In a very competitive industry such as consulting, it really is important to be mentally prepared for the challenges that lie ahead. I mean, really being prepared for these challenges is half the battle. So although there are numerous ways that affirmations can support our work in consulting, I want to highlight what I feel are the three key ways that affirmations can help you excel. Number one, affirmations help to affirm and reinforce your vision. Your vision and all that you desire in your practice can seem so far away. And I am a big advocate of having a clear vision and knowing where you want to go in life. But when you get into the day-to-day work of it all, it can be really difficult to remain focused on your ultimate goal. What affirmations help you do is to bring mindfulness to this whole process. It allows you to be more mindful about what you want to accomplish so that you're bringing this to the forefront of your mind daily or even weekly as you work with clients and you seek additional business ventures, or even when you're spending time with family. By creating affirmations that truly support the balance you desire for your life and the success you want to achieve or accomplish, it helps you to navigate your journey along the right path. You don't really get distracted as easily. So I know for me, I have daily affirmations created that remind me of the things that I want to accomplish. An example is me completing my first book and self-publishing this work. Now that I've shared this with you, I must hold myself accountable. I don't know if I was ready to do that, but we're going to do it. When I affirm that I have a wealth of knowledge that can help and to serve others in written form, it keeps me focused on the writing process and the continued learning I must do in order to deliver my best written work. I need that type of reinforcement, that type of reminder, so that I don't lose track of that goal in the midst of all of the other things that I have to do day to day. That is one clear way that for me, affirmations have been extremely helpful for me to make my vision a reality. And so what I'm suggesting is that by having affirmations in place and to use these on a daily basis to reinforce your vision, eventually what you'll find is that vision will actually become your reality because you're staying focused on all that you need to do to accomplish your goals. The second way that affirmations can help you excel is that affirmations actually rewire your brain and combat negative thinking. Okay, raise your hand if you're guilty of negative self-talk. Don't be afraid to admit that those thoughts actually exist. I mean, no one is immune to negative self-talk. But when it does arise, it can be extremely destructive. Have you ever, you know, been to a networking event or in a networking circle and you've got an inside scoop on a potential lead? So you feel this excitement building about the possibility of securing this amazing contract, one that you've been thinking about and wishing for months and for years. And then you start to think about all of the things that can possibly go wrong. You question your ability to handle such a wonderful opportunity. And then there's this fear that creeps in that your service or your skills won't be on par for what the client would want or would expect. I mean, it's a full-on negative talk avalanche. And when you are not actively prepared for this challenge, because it's going to arise, then you will quickly retreat. And what will happen is that you'll leave this door completely open for your competition to come in and seize on that moment. But when you take a negative thought, like my skills are not on par for the level of service this client desires, that's negative self-talk. When you take that negative thought and instead affirm that your skills have been cultivated and developed over time to deliver results for clients who desire transformation, what you're doing is you're no longer focusing on the fact that you have a lack in ability or a lack in your knowledge or your expertise, but rather you shift this narrative to tell yourself that what you're looking for is a good fit with your ideal client. It's a total game changer, complete game changer. What you are doing with affirmations in terms of rewiring your brain and combating negative thinking is you're changing all of this negative talk, all of this negative energy that is bombarding you in that moment in time, and you're shifting that into a positive sphere. You're changing that into a positive message that can then be reinforced over and over again. So affirmations are tremendously useful in rewiring your brain and really combating many of these negative messages that we are often telling ourselves over time. Number three is that affirmations help to build confidence. Confidence is a key soft skill that really is required for success in consulting. The consulting industry can be a very, you know, bro-y or bro-like industry. And it seems like confidence, or really what I would argue to be overconfidence, is rewarded. And there's so many situations in consulting practice where confidence is going to be key in your success, whether it's client outreach or presentations, team meetings. All of these circumstances require confidence in yourself, in your work, in your ability in order for you to truly excel. Over time, bad experiences or disappointments and negative self-talk can begin to erode at this confidence, and it can leave you lacking the confidence that you need to succeed. Now, when you use affirmations to begin to reinforce truths like, I am capable of using my expertise to drive change, or my experience is valuable and worthy of compensation, those types of affirmations help you to erase any doubt you may have about the services you offer. It really is this process of reinforcing the positive, reinforcing these positive beliefs that help to build a solid foundation that allows you to be more confident in all areas of your practice. I mean, really, confidence comes from being prepared. It comes from preparation. And the affirmations are preparing you mentally for the task at hand. Confidence is key in consulting, and affirmations go hand in hand with building that confidence over time. If you want to get started using affirmations in your consulting practice, what I recommend is that you choose three areas that you want to work on and then craft maybe two or three affirmations for each area that you repeat every morning and every evening. Start by writing what you want to affirm in the present tense and make sure that you're being very specific and concise
what you want to do is make sure that this message to yourself, the message that you're giving yourself, is clear and that it declares positivity in your life, positivity in your business, and positivity for your practice. And over time, what you'll find is that these affirmations will eventually become your reality. So to recap very quickly, there are three key ways that affirmations can help you excel as a consultant. One is that affirmations help to affirm and reinforce your vision. Two, affirmations rewire your brain and combat negative thinking. And three, affirmations build confidence. If you want to learn more about how I use affirmations in my daily practice, don't forget to follow me on Instagram. I share many of my affirmations at least on a weekly basis because I think that they are so important to having a successful consulting practice. It really is critical that you solidify and strengthen yourself mentally in order to take on the many challenges that you'll face in a very competitive field. Definitely follow along there. And I hope that you will tune in again to another episode of the Excel at Consulting podcast. Until next time, take care.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excel at Consulting podcast. I hope that this conversation has been helpful and will support and enhance your consulting journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or post a screenshot of you tuning in today to Instagram stories while tagging me at Excel at Consulting. I would love to connect with you on Instagram. For the show notes and more information from today's episode, visit excelaconsulting.com/podcast. There you can also learn about Excel at Consulting and services offered. I think that wraps up our time together this week. Until next time, take care.